confusion and concern over Martin Grady's eligibility to run in the next local elections arose because of the circular issued by the department last year on the maximum pay local authority employees can earn and still be allowed to run for election. With me on the line to talk about this, we have got Councillor Martin Grady, independent councillor on Kerry County Council, and his solicitor, Killarney solicitor Dan O'Connor. Dan, good morning to you. I'll start with you first on this one. What happened in court yesterday? It didn't go much further than your petition because the timing of it was off, or what was the outcome when the judge dismissed it?
Well, first of all, good morning, Gerry, and thank you for having me on. First of all, can I say one thing, Gerry? You started by mentioning that this was regarding the eligibility to run for Councillor Grady, and I suppose that's the confusion, and that's the point that was clarified in court yesterday. There is no bar on running or contesting a local election. The issue is whether or not you can hold office, and that point was certainly clarified yesterday. Now, can I say also, first of all, I want to congratulate Councillor Grady on his achievement. It isn't everybody who can turn around a ministerial circular within a week, and he certainly has achieved that, and he's achieved the aim, which was to be on the ballot paper for declaring the electoral area in June. So I want to congratulate him on that. And second of all, I want to just to praise his braveness, I suppose. It's not easy, Gerry, to issue proceedings in any context, but certainly when you're in the context of taking on a local authority, or you're taking on the department of housing and local government. So I have to congratulate him. I wish him all of the best. As for court yesterday, I suppose what occurred in court yesterday was it was a petition brought by Councillor Grady under a particular act, and that's the 1974 Act, which deals with local elections. Now, a petition is a question, and the question was whether or not Councillor Grady could run. But of course, the answer was already very clear in law. He was, of course, clear to run. The confusion was caused by a circular dating back to last December, but a circular that was issued today, 2 weeks ago. But the issue was canvassed yesterday in court, but the answer had been given a day before by way of a letter from the Chief State Solicitor's office at 2:30 to my office, which confirmed that a new circular had issued, and the new circular had clarified any confusion that was there. So when the matter came before the court yesterday, the issue had already been determined in reality, and what occurred yesterday was, for lawyers, I suppose, it was quite interesting. It was an academic discussion on the law, but for Councillor Grady, the issue had already been clear. He was clear to run, and he's clear to run.
Yeah, and is that the case? And notwithstanding the Local Government Act and the Order of 2004, which was the subject of the first circular, and it got into discussion, not to get too much into the weeds on this, but the standards in public office have their own code with regards to this, and my reading of that from what I've said is you can't get involved in any form of politics if you're above a certain level. Or does that need to be now clarified then, arising out of this circular and the issue that has arisen because of it?
Because in the standards of public office,
they explicitly say if you are above this, you are barred from any sort of election involvement, including canvassing.
Yeah. Yes, and that certainly is what the code says. But again, that's the point, Gerry. You have to strip back what is the code and what in fact is the law.
And what is the law? Yeah.
And the law here is the Section 161 and the ministerial order made thereunder. And that sets certain classes of persons who may be eligible to hold office. And again, that's the point. It's about holding office. It's not about contesting. And that issue is what really caused the confusion here, because Councillor Grady received an email 2 weeks ago which is headed eligibility to contest the local election. But of course that was never an issue and could not be an issue because the law does not preclude anybody from contesting a local election. The issue is whether somebody can hold office. And this is a point which came up yesterday then in court, which is an interesting point. When can somebody actually contest the legal point under the Act? And what the law seems to say, and it's a 1974 Act, and it certainly needs to be revisited, Gerry, it seems to suggest you have to wait for the election to be held, wait for the results to be declared, and then you have 28 days to fight it. Now, I know we've had counts of fresh in Kerry before, but I think it would be unprecedented to have...
Are we really heading back down that road with this,
Dan? This is the point, Gerry. So certainly it's an area of law that will need to be clarified. It was always an issue that we'd seen right from the start as to while we felt that Councillor Grady in law was fully entitled to run, where is the remedy? Where do you bring this case so that Councillor Grady would be clear to run. And sure. The point is, the Circuit Court is a court of limited jurisdiction. It's a court that is under statute, and it does appear that the Act would suggest that you have to wait for the election results to be declared before you can actually contest an issue. Now, as we know, Jerry, elections are organic. They're every 5 years. That's what the law says. It's very clear that every 5 years there's a local election. So this argument that the election hasn't started yet, in my mind, does not hold water, because the election, of course, starts the very minute that the one election ends, the new election begins. It's in five years' time. So nominations, of course, are a clear point of that. And it would appear to us that if there's some issue regarding nominations, you have to wait until the actual election is held and the results declared. And in my mind, that makes absolutely no sense in law.
It doesn't make any sense in the practical side of things. And that'll have to be done. Okay, Dan, stay with me. We've got Martin Grady. Martin, look, you must be relieved that this matter is over to this extent. You're on the ballot. You are running. You've been canvassing all along, and you'll continue to do so.
Absolutely, Joy. Look, it's good morning to you and your listeners, first and foremost. Absolutely delighted, Joy, to be back on the ticket again. A massive thanks to Dan O'Connor and Liz Murphy as well for their help and support over the last 2 weeks. It's been a very long 2 weeks waiting for this result, you know.
Yeah, I can imagine. And look, and frustrating because of the confusion it caused. There's a longer-term discussion needed for the clarity around this, and perhaps maybe an updating of all of this maybe after the election, Martin, but for now you're on the ballot, and that's the important thing.
Absolutely, Joy. Look, as I said, look, we've 6 years of politics behind us. Look at the Gradys. Look, I want to try and continue that on there for the people, you know, represent them to the very best of my ability and be hardworking, Joy. I want to continue that on, Joy, for as long as I can.
Yeah, and you will. And look, will it be something you will take up, win or lose in the election? Will it be something that you will take up after this to get clarity on this? Because you weren't the only councillor affected. This is an issue for members of local authorities up and down the country.
An issue, Jerry, right across up and down the country. Look, over the last 20 years, actually, Jerry, you know, since the original statutory instrument that was introduced back in 2004, this has affected many and has prevented many from running for local elections in the past, you know. And look, I think the new circular definitely brought clarity, look, to some degree, but not fully, you know.
Yeah.
But look, as Dan said, look, this needs to be addressed. And look, it was very unfair, I suppose, yesterday. Look, that they said this could be contested afterwards, only for that circular changing. It would have been a different story, you know.
This isn't the ideal situation here. The circular coming out in December, then a new circular the day before, you were due to come into court saying exactly the opposite when it came to the pay of public servants.
That's right. Look, this was dismissed yesterday, but I'm sure, Joy, look, if we hadn't issued proceedings, Jerry, 2 weeks ago, I don't believe that the wording of that circular, Jerry, would have changed. You know, so look, a massive credit, look, to, as I said again, Dan Connor and Liz Murphy in this one. We had the courage to come along and take him on. And look, I suppose out of the doors, Jerry, I was getting, you know, how the Kerry County Council accept you back in July, you know. But I said, look, don't shoot the messenger. Kerry County Council when they issued the circular from the department. It wasn't their fault. They only informed me as to what they got, you know. Minister Darrell Breen and his department issued the circular, Jerry, when they should have been concentrating. Him as the Minister for Housing and local government, Jerry, he should have been concentrating on his department and delivering houses, Jerry, to the people.
Yeah,
you know?
And we've questions, several questions in with the department awaiting an answer in relation to all of this, and we'll try and pursue those. Listen, we're going to leave it there, Martin. Thanks a million for taking the time to talk to us on the programme this morning. No doubt we'll talk to you throughout the election campaign. And also Dan O'Connor, thanks for talking to us as well, solicitor representing Martin Grady in his challenge yesterday.